Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. You're having a bad day when you're the Vice President of the United States of America and you look outside and your policies have come knocking on your front door. Migrants have now arrived outside of the Vice President's residence in the D.C. area. Yep, oops, our bad. This after Governor DeSantis has decided to fly illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard, to the island there, and now they don't know what to do with all the illegal immigrants, so of course the left is freaking out. But before I get to that, I want to tell you about my friends at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile, if you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to what Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left literally lost their mind, is now attacking the company. Now, Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative mobile phone provider, and they are a force for conservative values. That's because they take a portion of your bill every month at no extra cost to you, and they fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment. Plus, Patriot Mobile saves you, your family, and even your business money. All you got to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call them to find out how much you can save. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation and other discounts by using the promo code Ferguson. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ben. Let me remind you that Vice President Harris was put in charge of the border crisis, yet she's never been to the border. Doesn't talk about the border. said in an interview last week that we have a secure border when we have over 2 million illegal crossings so far under her administration, with Joe Biden, of course, being the vegetable in state. This is a guy who Joe Biden has no clue what's actually happening, but Kamala Harris, again, she's the person appointed at the border. So migrant buses have arrived now outside of the Naval Observation. That's where the vice president lives. They got off the bus from places like Venezuela and others. And it was caught live on TV at Fox News with a good friend of mine, Griff Jenkins. You got to hear this audio. It's amazing. This morning, listen.
Venezuela, they apparently, this trip originated in Texas, according to at least one person on board.
And they are dropping them off at the Naval Observatory where Kamala Harris lives. Griff Jenkins is live there this morning for us. Griff, I heard you talking to one of the people who got off the bus, said they were from Venezuela, and they said, no, the border is open.
Just a few minutes ago, two buses showed up. We confirmed with officials in Texas Governor Abbott's office that they are there's a total of 101 migrants. There's 53 on one bus, 48 on the other, both buses originating in Eagle Pass, Texas. And we're meeting some of the migrants. What's your name, sir?
Wazir Khan.
Wazir, and where are you from?
We from Venezuela.
Venezuela. And do you know where you are?
Yeah, you know we are in Washington, D.C., in front of the White House.
This is in front of Vice President Harris's home.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, did they tell you that you were going to go to the Vice President Harris's house?
Yeah, no, they tell me. Just now.
They did, just now. And who are you here with?
My family.
This is your family?
Yeah, my family.
And
by the way, let me just hit pause here because I want to get you the new line coming from the White House today. The White House press secretary said, and I'm quoting here, she seriously said this, quote, "We are doing a lot more than Trump to secure the border and could be doing even more if Republicans would stop their obstruction." That is actually what was said by the White House. This is how much they're just willing to look at you and lie. The White House press corps, of course, you would think, right, should lose their minds over this. No, they didn't. They let this BS, they let this crap just keep going, right? That's just how they roll. They let it go, no problem at all. Just this is exactly what we're supposed to do. Democrats' open border policies have resulted in Texas border towns, by the way, dealing with surges of 10,000 plus illegal migrants every single day. But they're freaking out over 500 at Martha's Vineyard, and they're freaking out over two busloads in front of the vice president's house. 50 of them get sent to their favorite vacation spot, referring to the left, and then all of a sudden they want to finish building the wall. Yeah. They're losing it because DeSantis sent a grand total of 50 illegals to Martha's Vineyards. Liberals force their terrible ideas like open borders on the rest of America, but they freak out the moment they're personally forced to deal with the consequences of their own policies. That's what this boils down to. Right now, here's the other thing that's also amazing is again, the White House now is genuinely acting like they are doing something to fix the problems at the border. They're not, okay? They say this. They're like, oh, no, we're fixing it. No, you're not. You're not fixing anything. You're not fixing problems at the border. We are doing a lot more than Trump to secure the border and could be doing even more if Republicans would stop their obstruction. That is the official line from the White House. Let's go back to the interview with the people from Venezuela in front of the vice president's home.
What would you like to say? Would you like to say anything to Vice President Harris, who lives in the house behind you?
My gratitude to America, to all the people in America. And we need help, you know, to go to New York. We want to go to New York.
And do you believe that you are welcome to come to the U.S.? Do you believe that Vice President Harris is inviting you to the U.S.?
Yeah, that's true. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Vice President Harris said that the border is closed. Is the border closed? Do you believe that the border is closed or is it open?
It's open, not closed. The border is open.
The border is open. Do you believe that all the migrants believe that the border is open?
Yeah, everybody believes that the border is open. It's open because we enter. We come in free. No problem.
And but it's open for you to come illegally, right?
Illegally, yes, illegally. That's true.
And you came illegally.
Yeah, we came illegally, not legal.
Not legal. Why did you come illegally?
Because the crisis of Venezuela, we got away, you know, from the crisis of Venezuela.
And was there, did you have to pay anyone, pay a smuggler?
No. We didn't pay no money, nothing. No smuggler, nothing. We didn't pay nothing.
And we can just, I'm going to give you a shot here, guys. Let's go over here, Wazir.
I mean, we didn't pay anything. We just came across. We came across illegally, and we're thanking the Vice President of the United States of America for letting us into this country, right? We thank you for this. Like, this is an amazing moment. Thank you for letting us come. We are so happy that this is happening here. Thank you, right? This is a thank you moment. You're doing such a great, you know, great moment for us. Thank you. They know who to thank, right? It's the Democrats. They know this isn't the Republicans. Now, of course, the anger, right, is coming from another direction now, right? Liberals this morning freaking out. Ken Burns calls Governor DeSantis authoritarian for sending migrants to Martha's Vineyards because they're now having to deal with their own woke liberal policies becoming a disaster.
Just mainstream to some ways, it was celebrated by figures who continue to be admired for other things. This is history. All of your documentaries are about history.
Yeah.
But all of them also make you think about where we are
exactly now.
And we woke up to the news this morning that Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida sent two plane loads of migrants to Martha's Vineyard off the coast of Massachusetts, including kids and whatnot. And I'm not saying this is not a one for one. This is not a parallel here in any way. But it does address some of the same themes that are part of this documentary.
Well, it's the abstraction of human life. It's basically saying that you can use a human life that is as valuable as yours or mine or Lynn's and to put it in a position of becoming a political pawn in somebody's authoritarian game. This is the coming straight out of the authoritarian playbook. This is what's so disturbing about DeSantis is to use human beings, to weaponize human beings for a political purpose. It's like when somebody disagrees with him in Florida, like the Walt Disney Company, he punishes them. This is not the actions of a person participating in a democratic process in which there's an exchange of ideas. This is about punishing political enemies, putting on shows, political theater. And in this case, this is with the lives of human beings. And what's so ironic is these are Venezuelan refugees, which DeSantis should be supporting because they're trying to flee the corruption of a left-wing government and all of the pain there. And so the level of cynicism is beyond that. And what we find in all our films is that the themes that we engage in the past.
I love this, right? We got an award-winning documentary filmmaker on. Now all of a sudden, we're going to turn him into, you know, the truth about the U.S. role in the Holocaust in this film, right? Reveals the disturbing truth. And then we're gonna immediately equate it with sending illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard because here's our policy that we've done, but just not at my front door, not at my vacation home. Just keep all the illegal immigrants at 10,000 a day coming into little towns in your town. Don't send any of these problems to me, right? Now, if you do that, we're going to compare you to Hitler and the Nazis.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
the
problem.
We
didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben. You may want to know, by the way, for a reference point, why the governor of Texas sent these 2 busloads of illegal immigrants to the home of the vice president. It is because of her exclusive interview that she had on Sunday with Meet the Press, right, with Chuck Todd, where she was asked, right, she's the leader of the border issue, and was asked about the 2 million illegal border crossings. And this is the crap she said. Listen carefully.
Would you call the border secure?
I think that there is no question that we have to do what the president and I asked Congress to do. Is the first request we make, pass a bill to create a pathway to citizenship. The border is secure.
She just said amnesty. You notice that, right? He said... He asked her a question, and listen to how hard it is for her to apparently answer this basic question, all right? He just says, like, is the border secure? You're in charge of it. Like, it's a pretty simple yes or no answer. And her response is, well, we need to offer amnesty, which has nothing to do with the people coming across the border today illegally or yesterday or the day before. And then she says, after saying we need amnesty, right, we need to give out citizenship to the million. And this is their thing. They're flooding this country with illegal immigrants because they know that at some point they're going to get away with it. They're going to be able to give them amnesty. They're going to be able to give them citizenship. They're going to be able to vote. And who the hell do you think they're going to vote for? Democrats! That's why this is a purposeful decision and policy. This isn't an accident. It's deliberately being done. The only problem is it's starting to backfire on them because now the illegal immigrants are showing up where they live. I'll go back to the beginning. Simple question from him. And then listen, she advocates for amnesty and then says the border is secure with 2 million people crossing the southern border for the first time ever in history. Under Biden's leadership, it's a policy decision done on purpose. Listen.
Did you call the border secure?
I think that there is no question that we have to do what the president and I asked Congress to do. Is the first request we made, pass a bill to create a pathway to citizenship. The border is secure, but we also have a broken immigration system, in particular over the last 4 years before we came in, and it needs to be fixed.
We're going to have 2 million people cross this border for the first time ever. You're confident this border is secure?
We have a secure border in that that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration. But there are still a lot of problems that we are trying to fix, given the deterioration that happened over the last 4 years.
It's amazing. She says it again. He's like, we're going to have 2 million. And notice how respectful, right, Chuck Todd is, right? He's just, you know, well we're going to have these 4 million. Would they ever treat a Republican this way when they're just lying to the face? Like, you would be, if you were a journalist, you'd be insulted. How dare you insult me and tell me that there's a secure border? How out of touch are you, Vice President, when it's obvious that you're wrong? They would have been so combative. They would have jumped in. They would have interrupted. Nope, let her finish her propaganda, which is exactly why the governor in Texas and the governor in Florida are doing what they're doing. You say it's a secure border? Okay, I will send planes full of illegal immigrants to Obama and liberals' vacation spot at Martha's Vineyard. And let's see how the community reacts to your, quote, secure border. Okay, you want to get off a bus and you want to all of a sudden get off this bus in America. Fine, we'll send you. No problem. We will happily send you to the president's home. 2 million people. 2 million for the first time ever.
We're going to have 2 million people cross this border for the first time ever. You're confident this border is secure?
We have a secure border in that that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration.
2 million people walked across the border. That is not secure. That's the farthest thing from securing a border. Like, this isn't even remotely close to a secure border. White House press secretary, yep, we got a secure border. We sure do. Everything at the border is secure. We have done more than Donald Trump has done, because if we say it, we know you guys will report on it. If we say it, we know that you'll agree with it. Montgomery County, by the way, Texas sheriff, said fentanyl should now be declared a weapon of mass destruction because of how many people it's going to kill. It's going to be the number one killer this year in America. Listen to this.
We are back with the sheriff now, Rand Henderson. Sheriff, thank you. I apologize for the technical problems, but this drug issue, the fentanyl problem in general, a lot of people agree with you. That is a weapon of mass destruction. And right now, one that's not being monitored and it's out of control, huh?
It's a weapon of mass destruction. It's also a poison. It's devastating our communities. Our Texas governor is looking to enact legislation that would declare it a poison. And so if, you know, somebody provided that and it resulted in a serious bodily injury or death, it could result in up to a murder charge. I'd also call on the federal government. If they think the border is secure, I think there's the Office of National Drug Control Policy that falls under the White House's jurisdiction. They should declare this a weapon of mass destruction and also categorize this poison as for what it is. It's something that's killing our population.
You know, they were crying not too long ago, Sheriff, about, you know, some fentanyl that was seized at the border. But as I think your office had mentioned, it was but a fraction of the fentanyl that's out there and getting through there.
We've seen incredible increases, and it's killing our population as well. We've had a 433% increase from 2019 to 2021 and fentanyl-related deaths in our community, just in our community alone. So we used to, in 2019, we were getting to small quantities of this stuff, but now we're seizing kilos and kilos. And a kilo is worth about up to 500,000 potential overdoses. It's an epidemic. It's the worst thing that I've seen in my career. I thought methamphetamines would be the worst that I would ever encounter. But fentanyl is just much, much worse.
You know, we talk about all the migrants who get through the border, sir, but we don't talk about all the drug and the, you know, fentanyl and other forces with those drugs that are sneaking them through and getting through the border as well. Do you have any idea on how many there are?
Well, there's three different elements that come through. We've got not only the drugs that we're talking about, but the human smuggling and the human trafficking. What you see, those large groups of people that have been captured at the border, they've just given up. They've just walked up and given up. What you're not seeing are they were diversionary techniques. So there are drugs going across, and that's how it's coming through, is because there's too many migrants for the resources to be able to process. Social services are overwhelmed. Everyone is overwhelmed. And so that provides the diversionary tactic for the cartels.
There it is. Flood the border with people, and then you're not seeing everything else that's happening, right? They're labeling this a weapon of mass destruction, and they are, with good reason. The Texas sheriff said that there's a 433% increase in fentanyl deaths, all because the Democrats don't care if you or your kids or people around your kids are dying. The more people will die this year. Right. More people will die this year from fentanyl than anything else in this country. And again, they just don't care. They don't care. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement, because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. Griff Jenkins live outside the Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C., where two migrant buses arrived outside of the vice president's residence. Oh, now the left, they are really upset about this. This is just, they're mad. They're really mad. Lee Zeldin had this to say as Griff Jenkins was outside. As the migrant buses arrived from Del Rio, we now know, in front of the VP's house in D.C., listen to this.
We are following all of this. What is the humanitarian crisis that woman is talking about? Congressman, I'm with you right now. Thank you, Griff Jenkins. Congressman Lee Zeldin, I want to get your take on this. You just heard what the NGO spokesperson was saying. They're getting food, they're getting health care, they're getting housing. They're going to figure out where these people are going to stay. Your thoughts on the cost of all of this and how it impacts New Yorkers and Washingtonians and Chicagoans, etc. The fact that there is needing to be more money for these migrants as they're bused to different cities.
These are resources that are coming from people who right now are struggling a lot as it is. And for Vice President Harris, she should be having a press conference today, showing leadership, explaining that she understands that there is a crisis. This is what the Biden administration's responsibility is. This is what their solutions are to fix it. I see desperation on these border communities, these border states. They don't know what else to do. They need the federal government to do their job. And if President Biden and Vice President Harris aren't going to go down to the border where this is happening every day, well, the border is being brought to Washington, D.C. We all know exactly what this administration should do today. Now, if they want to get in front of the cameras and say there is no crisis and the border is secure, then stand there and be willing to answer questions. Whether you like President Trump or you didn't, I could guarantee you that he'd be willing today to stand at the White House press briefing room and do three rounds of questions, going back and forth with every single reporter who's in there. And you'll find out exactly where the administration stands on what to do to fix it. I believe that this administration owes that to Americans right now, to be willing to stand there. If they want to gaslight America with their spin, at least be willing to answer tough questions, not just the softball questions with friendly media, but hearing from, you know, Peter Ducey and others who are willing to ask the tough questions. The American people, they deserve it. It's their right.
Well, it's their right. I couldn't agree with the congressman more on that. You know, these migrants arriving outside of the vice president's residence. Here's a little bit more of that interaction.
Venezuela, they apparently, this trip originated in Texas, according to at least one person on board.
And they are dropping them off at the Naval Observatory where Kamala Harris lives. Griff Jenkins is live there this morning for us. Griff, I heard you talking to one of the people that got off the bus, said they were from Venezuela, and they said, no, the border is open.
That's right, Ainsley, Brian, Steve, good morning. Just a few minutes ago, two buses showed up. We confirmed with officials in Texas Governor Abbott's office that they are there's a total of 101 migrants. There's 53 on one bus, 48 on the other, both buses originating in Eagle Pass, Texas. And we're meeting some of the migrants. What's your name, sir?
Wazir Khan.
Wazir, and where are you from?
We're from Venezuela.
Venezuela. And do you know where you are?
Yeah, you know we are.
I love it. Do you know where you're? Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're in front of the White House. No, no, you're not. You're actually here in front of the vice president's house. Oh, thank you. We're so happy to be here. They're not upset, by the way. That's one of the things they tried early on. They're like, you're taking these people and dropping them off at the place they don't even want to be. And they and immediately the governor in Texas is like, no. They signed that they wanted to go there. They knew where they were going. They were signing where they were going. Now, they were trying to act like, oh, this is inhumane, what you're doing. They're like, no. Uh-uh. We're not that stupid. We knew how this was going to work. Right? We're not dumb. We understand this. We know how you guys roll. We know how you distort things. We're not falling for it, right? Like, we got this. We understand. And they want to be there. This is where they want to go. This is where they're asking to go. All right, don't act like this is something that we didn't want to be a part of. Don't act like this is, and again, I don't really care if they want to go or not. That's my opinion. You break into this country, you come here illegally, and they all are saying the same thing. Oh, we know it's open border. And we now know that the onslaught of people coming across is allowing for the fentanyl to come into this country as well. And with the massive amounts of fentanyl that are coming into this country, and it's obvious how much fentanyl is coming into America. It's a huge amount. And we know that the fentanyl's coming in. Massive amounts of it. And it's all because of the distraction of the human trafficking and the illegal immigrants coming across the border. That's what we know. They've said it out loud, made it very clear. This is why DeSantis said, all right, I'm going to send these planes full of illegal immigrants to Obama's Martha's Vineyard spot. You guys deal with it. It's only 50, folks. Actually, it's not even 50. It's 48. Yes, Florida can confirm, quote, that two planes with illegal immigrants that arrived in Martha's Vineyard today were part of the state's relocation program to transport illegal immigrants to sanctuary destinations. States like Massachusetts, New York, and California will better facilitate the care of these individuals who they have invited into our country by incentivizing illegal immigration through their designation as sanctuary states and support the Biden administration's open border policies, the governor's office put out in a statement. They also reference the $12 million the Florida legislature budgeted to remove illegal immigrants from the state, saying, quote, as you know, in this past legislative session, the Florida legislature appropriated $12 million to implement a program to facilitate the transportation of illegal immigrants from the state consistent with federal law. Martha's Vineyard, a progressive playground where former President Barack Obama's owns a $15 million home, has long been thought of as a potential destination for migrants in DeSantis's office. DeSantis, a Republican, proposed Delaware Martha's Vineyard as a destination for such migrants, but his office explained at the time that they would also be sent to other progressive states whose governors endorse blatant violation of federal immigration law. And Governor DeSantis is not backing down on this. He's just doing what he said he was going to do. Like, you've had warning. He told you this was going to happen. And of course, the lefties come out and they're like, oh, you guys are Nazis now. This is what you're human trafficking now. The actual human traffickers have brought 2 million people across the border illegally, the most we've ever seen in history. And then they're like, oh, you brought 48 people to a place that we decided, is our playground, right? It's ours. Now, Democrats also, just so you know, are having a big celebration this morning, because them calling MAGA Republicans terrorists and saying they're a threat to democracy has helped Joe Biden's approval rating go up. We just got this. Joe Biden's popularity has improved, quote, substantially from his lowest poll number this summer. There is still concern about his handling of the economy, as that is, we just saw what happened with inflation, according to a poll from the Associated Press. Here's what's interesting. Support for Biden recovered from a low of 36% in July to 45% now, driven in large part by a rebound in support from Democrats just 2 months before the November midterm elections. During a few bleak summer months when gasoline prices peaked and lawmakers appeared deadlocked, the Democrats faced the possibility of a blowout against the Republicans. Their outlook appears better after notching a string of legislative successes that left more Americans ready to, quote, judge the Democratic president on his preferred terms. Don't compare me to the almighty, compare me to the alternative. Right? Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are domestic terrorists. Do you really want to go back to them? That's how they're running, and it's working. The president's approval rating remains underwater, by the way. 53% of the U.S. adults disapproving of him, and the economy continues to be the weakest part and the weakness, the Achilles heel of the president. Just 38% approve of his economic leadership, which is scary that 38% of the American people are so stupid that they'll actually say that his economic leadership is a good thing and it's working. But then again, it takes a lot of idiots to fill up the freeways every single morning. I tell you one thing, if they're smart, and I'm referring to DeSantis, and I'm referring to Abbott in Texas, they will call other governors and get other governors to start doing the same thing right before the midterms and just start unloading illegal immigrants in these liberal woke cities. That's what they should do. I promise you, we are going to keep covering this story and letting you know the facts. So make sure that when you hear stuff like this, number one, you follow or subscribe to our podcast. You'll get it every day. It's free. Make sure that you tell your family and friends about the work we're doing here. Please write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast. It helps us reach more people. And we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.